March Madness is officially here. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Men's and women's fields were revealed last night. Duke the top overall seed with Arizona, Michigan, and Florida, the other top seeds in the men's field. The Badgers receiving the 5 seed in the West region. They'll take on 12-seeded High Point in the first round in Portland on Thursday. Badgers run in the Big Ten tournament ended in the semifinals on Saturday. They fell to Michigan 68-65. Wisconsin making its 29th trip to the Big Dance overall. Coach Greg Gard says they don't take making the tournament for granted.
The one thing that I always remind myself and hopefully remind everybody else that this doesn't happen easily, doesn't happen by accident. There's a lot of people and a lot of time and a lot of effort that goes into this, and a lot of people have their fingerprints on it. To be able to be in this consistently over the past quarter century is amazing.
That game tips at 12:50 on Thursday afternoon on TBS. Green Bay Phoenix women, a 13 seed. They'll travel to the Twin Cities to take on 4th-seeded Minnesota Friday. Phoenix are back in the dance for the third straight year and 21st time overall. Badger women earned a 3 seed in the Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament. Wisconsin will take on Oregon on Thursday. The Bucks ended their 4-game losing streak, knocking off Indiana 134-123 at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 31 points and 14 rebounds, but he left the game in the second half with a knee injury. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I really didn't see it until after the game. I thought I saw live something that didn't look good, honestly, but I don't have video, so I just looked at it, and, you know, my guess is he hyperextended his knee, but I'm guessing.
Badger women's hockey team blanked Quinnipiac 6-0 Saturday to advance to the NCAA Frozen Four. They'll take on Penn State in the semifinals. And the St. Orbert College men's hockey team beat the University of New England 5-4 on Saturday. They advanced to take on number 1 Hobart on Saturday in the D3 National Quarterfinals. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.